This is Patrick Swayze talking about working with Jennifer Grey on Dirty Dancing.
Jennifer Grey, if you've watched her career at all, she's an incredibly available actress. She goes, you know, what you strive for as an actor is do all this work, do the history, find the subtext, find the sub of, you know, what the protections a character puts up to insulate. Yet when the camera rolls, you have to have the courage to throw all that work out the window and let magic happen. Let something special happen. And the only way you do that is be who you are in that moment, at this moment in time. Jennifer Grey is truly gifted at that.
And this is Required Watching, where we watch the essential films from lists of cinematic influencers and look at them through the lens of learning about filmmaking and how to move forward. I'm your host, Trey Epps. And today we're looking at Dirty Dancing. So, here's a summary. Spending the summer at a Catskills resort with her family, Frances Baby Houseman falls in love with the camp's dance instructor, Johnny Castle. This is directed by Emil Ardolino, Eleanor Bergstein, starring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, Jerry Orbach. And let's just take a second to say, why do we love this movie? It seems very problematic to me. And I try to look at things, as a disclaimer, I sometimes try to look at things through the lens of when it was made. And I try to look at things through the lens of the information that I know now in 2022. And here's the problem. This movie's problematic. And Baby is a baby, right? She just graduated high school, which means Patrick Swayze character, like it means that she's 18 max maybe. And Patrick Swayze's character is well over that. And it just seems really strange to me that this is an acceptable relationship. I must say, however, that the resort that it looks like a camp, but if we're going to call this a resort, I don't know what kind it is, but I would love to go there. I really do feel like this camp situation, I wouldn't want to go there with my kids, but I would love to spend some time there alone, being an adult, being catered to the way everyone else is catered to. I mean, that is amazing. But I guess, lastly, an eye roll. And I roll to the whole Dirty Dancing thing. It's Dirty Dancing by whose standards? I believe that we're set in the 50s, maybe 60s, and I'm not sure if I saw any dirty dancing. I'm not sure if I saw anything that was considered uncouth. I mean, if you think about, again, the 50s or 60s, and look at the dancing that was happening in actual clubs, okay, fine. Not the white clubs. Look at some of the black clubs. You'll see that, so much more grinding, and I think there's the choreography tries to incorporate this, but it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right based on the history that I know. It doesn't feel right that we're talking about dirty, quote unquote, dirty dancing when nothing actually is happening. And if this is a world that we're talking about, then I like to say that this movie isn't made for me. This movie isn't made for people who understand the history of specifically black culture, black music, black dancing, that was happening at the same time that this was set. So I don't look at this like this watered down version of the dances that were already being done as like super enlightening. And I think this movie is so popular because of Patrick Swayze and the dancing and the love story, blah blah blah. But this, I just don't know if this movie is made for people like me. And that's okay. Not every movie has to be made for people like me. And you should get that through your head as well. Not every movie is made for people like you. But in terms of being able to, as a filmmaker, step back and understand its relevance, I get it. I 100% get it. I love the music. I get the swooning. I get the acting. I understand what's happening here. But in terms of filmmaking, I'm not sure if it's a movie that we have to watch in order to take anything away from it and apply it to our own, because that's the lens that we're looking at in. Is it a bad movie? No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying in terms of filmmaking and what I will be taking away from it, there isn't much. So this isn't necessarily required watching. I think definitely watch this movie if it's a jam and you'd like to have fun with it. I will not take that away from you. I think it's a really cute story, but I think it's hard for me not to be critical of such movies like this and not. It's a cult hit. I think people love it. So it's more than a cult hit. I think it's a very popular film, but just because it's a popular film, as you'll very soon learn, doesn't mean that it's applicable to filmmaking. And I feel like I should say it, but of course you can learn anything from all materials around the world, right? So just because I don't like it doesn't mean that you can't take something away from this. But I think on a larger scale, there isn't much to take away from this in terms of filmmaking. So pass it. Don't watch it. There's the hype is here and gone in a matter of minutes. It's forgettable, if you ask me. But it's just me. Am I offending you? Is this your favorite movie of all time? Is Patrick Swayze someone you just swoon over? Let me know, right? But don't come at me about the soundtrack. The soundtrack is great. Fire, flames, all day. But this movie isn't not great. If we're talking about musicals, I have... This is not even a musical, so it's hard to say that. But if we're talking about 80s movies such as this, I've got a list of a few that we can go over, and we likely will. Listen, I would love to come back and do little short pieces called Second Opinions, where you guys have changed my mind about something and talked about something that maybe I'm missing or not watching. So put in the comments. I will be reading them, and I will be responding to them, and perhaps you can change my mind, and there is something I can take away, and vice versa. So with that, thanks so much. Be sure to subscribe. Let me know what you think. Drop down any recommendations, and we'll try to fit them in. Until next time. Peace.